בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשע"ג 2013, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, I'm Clara Tompkins and with me in the studio today is Robert Wilson, who will tell us about his unusual job. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Clara. It's good to be here.
Robert, you are what is called a ghostwriter. So I'd like to start with the most basic question. What exactly is a ghostwriter?
Well, a ghostwriter is a professional writer who is paid to write other people's books for them. In other words, I do the writing, but the readers don't know that, because my name does not appear on the cover or anywhere in the book. Instead, the name on the cover of the book is that of my client. Ghostwriting is more common than you might think. In fact, most books by famous people are actually written by ghostwriters. I myself have written books for several artists and politicians.
But isn't that dishonest? I mean, the readers are given the wrong idea of who the author is and might even buy the book because they think someone else wrote it.
I understand why some people might feel there's a problem, but I don't see it that way. It's true that I provide the writing talent, but my clients are the ones who provide all the ideas and information. And they're always very much involved in the whole project. I spend hours talking with them, and often meet with their family, friends, and colleagues as well. I also make sure that I understand exactly what they want the book to say. Only then do I begin the actual writing, so it really is my client's book more than mine.
I see. So who are your clients?
Well, as I said, some are well-known personalities, but many are just ordinary people with an interesting story to tell. Others are experts who are interested in sharing their knowledge of a certain subject and want the help of a professional writer. For example, I've written a book for an economics professor on how to make your business more successful, and I'm currently writing one for a child psychologist on how to be a better parent. The people who hire me to write their books for them may feel that they don't have the skills to do it themselves. In other cases, they are simply too busy. After all, writing a book is a huge project. In my experience, it can often take over a year to complete a book.
That is a long time, which brings me to my last question. Wouldn't you rather spend all that time writing your own books?
Like other ghostwriters, I do write my own books as well. And of course, these have my name on the cover. In fact, many of my clients are people who decided to contact me after having read a book of mine. Obviously, in my own books, I can express my personal ideas. But as a ghostwriter, I get the opportunity to write about people and subjects that I wouldn't know anything about otherwise. And if my client is famous, I can be sure lots of people will buy the book. Believe me, I'm extremely proud when one of my books is a success, whether or not the readers know that I wrote it.
Yes, I can understand that. And I wish you lots of success with all your books. Thank you, Robert, for coming to the studio today. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות, נשמע כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. וכעת, השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. I'm Clara Tompkins, and with me in the studio today is Robert Wilson, who will tell us about his unusual job. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Clara. It's good to be here.
Robert, you are what is called a ghostwriter, so I'd like to start with the most basic question. What exactly is a ghostwriter?
Well, a ghostwriter is a professional writer who is paid to write other people's books for them. In other words, I do the writing, but the readers don't know that, because my name does not appear on the cover or anywhere in the book. Instead, the name on the cover of the book is that of my client. Ghostwriting is more common than you might think. In fact, most books by famous people are actually written by ghostwriters. I myself have written books for several artists and politicians.
But isn't that dishonest? I mean, the readers are given the wrong idea of who the author is, and might even buy the book because they think someone else wrote it.
I understand why some people might feel there is a problem, but I don't see it that way. It's true that I provide the writing talent, but my clients are the ones who provide all the ideas and information, and they're always very much involved in the whole project. I spend hours talking with them, and often meet with their family, friends, and colleagues as well. I also make sure that I understand exactly what they want the book to say. Only then do I begin the actual writing. So it really is my client's book more than mine.
I see. So who are your clients?
Well, as I said, some are well-known personalities, but many are just ordinary people with an interesting story to tell. Others are experts who are interested in sharing their knowledge of a certain subject and want the help of a professional writer. For example, I've written a book for an economics professor on how to make your business more successful, and I'm currently writing one for a child psychologist on how to be a better parent. The people who hire me to write their books for them may feel that they don't have the skills to do it themselves. In other cases, they are simply too busy. After all, writing a book is a huge project. In my experience, it can often take over a year to complete a book.
That is a long time. Which brings me to my last question. Wouldn't you rather spend all that time writing your own books?
Like other ghostwriters, I do write my own books as well. And of course, these have my name on the cover. In fact, many of my clients are people who decided to contact me after having read a book of mine. Obviously, in my own books, I can express my personal ideas, but as a ghostwriter, I get the opportunity to write about people and subjects that I wouldn't know anything about otherwise. And if my client is famous, I can be sure lots of people will buy the book. Believe me, I'm extremely proud when one of my books is a success, whether or not the readers know that I wrote it.
Yes, I can understand that, and I wish you lots of success with all your books. Thank you, Robert, for coming to the studio today. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.